أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala gave us two conspicuous messages. One, that we must not suffer from an inferiority complex of our deen. We must display and show our deen in our dressing, in our lifestyle, in our worship, such a way that the non-believers, missionaries, etc., the enemies of Islam, do not have any hope that they can change us or that they can win us over on their side. And the other was that the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which will be made manifest on the day of Qiyamah, how Allah Ta'ala will wrap up the earth and the heavens, and everything will have come to an end. Further to that, on the day of Qiyamah, until the end of the surah, this discussion is on the events that will take place as Qiyamah will unfold. The next thing that will happen, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ or phunka jayega sur mein, and the trumpet will be sounded. Allah has ordered one farishta, Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, who's standing with his trumpet ready already. And as soon as he blows the trumpet, and then the world will have come to an end. فَسَعِكَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ پھر بے ہوش ہو جائے جو کوئی ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. And then all who are in the heavens and the earth will go unconscious, will die. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ مگر جس کو اللہ چاہے. But whom Allah wants to keep alive, even at that time He will keep them alive. Otherwise the whole world will come to an end. It is said, who Allah will keep alive are the malaika who are holding up the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is not even in need of them. Allah does everything on His own. He has full power. And also it is said that all the malaika, death won't overcome them. And some ulama of the view that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, they also won't be gone in an unconscious state. Otherwise, everything will be gone in a complete unconscious, in a state of complete death. And then a period of 40 years will pass like this. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى پھر پھونکی جاوے دوسرے بار. And then the trumpet will be sounded a second time also. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامُ يَنْزُرُونَ تو فوراً وہ کھرے ہو جائے ہر طرف دیکھتے. And then immediately all the people will stand up and will be looking around all sides. That is in great astonishment that what is this that we are seeing in front of us. Those who are informed and believe, they will understand this is what Allah Ta'ala had promised us. But for them also, when the reality actually hits, that is completely different. Like a person who studies about the Hajj, about Makkah Sharif, about the Kaaba, he might even see slides about it. He might even watch a video. But the first time he goes, it's completely different. He stands there completely astonished. And just like people flying in an aeroplane, when they reach their destination and they land, then everyone stands up and gets ready to go out. Like that, people will stand up from the qabrs on the day of Qiyamah. And if the destination was some very different type of destination, if a person is flying to Greenland, for example, where it's not like the rest of the world, something completely different, everyone is looking out of the windows, what kind of a life is here, what kind of an airport is here. Like that, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be raised from their qabrs and they will look around in great astonishment at the sight of the day of Qiyamah. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا اور چمکے زمین اپنے رب کے نور سے. And then Allah Ta'ala, His tajalli and His light will come closer. The malaika will come in softs down. And everyone will see this great event unfolding and taking place. And by the coming of Allah Ta'ala, His presence there, there will be just noor everywhere. Light there will be everywhere. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ or لَا دَهْرِ دَفْتَرِ. And then the kitabs will be presented. The record of deeds of people, each one his record of deed will be given to him. All the billions of people that will be there, trillions and trillions of people. But the system of Allah will be such, every person will get his record of deeds, and he will see exactly what his life was, and everything will be recorded. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. The kitab will not leave out even the smallest thing, not even the biggest thing. Every good deed will be there, every bad deed will be there, which a person did not make tawbah from. And it will be presented there in front of him. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ or حَاذِرْ آئِ پَيْغَمْبَرْ. And then all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam will also come. And they will also give evidence on the day of Qiyamah that we delivered the message thoroughly and properly. Oh Allah, we taught them, and whatever you told us, to teach them Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and to teach them Deen, we left no stone unturned. We did it fully. Washuhada or Gawa, and witnesses will also be brought. Amongst them will be the evidence of this Ummah, that they will give evidence on behalf of the Anbiya, that the Anbiya delivered the message perfectly and correctly. And then in cross-examination, it will be asked of this Ummah, but you were not present in the time of Salih alayhi salam, in the time of Isa alayhi salam, how are you giving evidence? They will say that our Nabi informed us, our Quran told us, and that evidence is so strong, kashahid, like a witness who was present, is the evidence of the Quran and the evidence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what we read in the Quran and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told us, that will be used as evidence, and it will be admissible evidence in the court of Allah Ta'ala. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ or فَيَسْلَ هُوْ أُنْمَ إِنْصَافْ سَ and complete justice will be made. All types of evidence will be presented. Evidence with whatever parts of the body a person did, whatever act, good or bad, the parts of the body will present it. Like now we are speaking, we are hearing, our tongues, our ears, they will present this as evidence on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever we do with our hands, good and bad, it will be presented. All the parts of our body. Then the other evidence will be the piece of ground on which we doing those actions. Like here, we're sitting in the masjid now. This ground of the masjid will give evidence on the day of Qiyamah that so and so was sitting on me. He made his namaz. He was listening to tafsir, etc. All this evidence. If we are at wrong places, that piece of ground is going to give evidence against us as well. And then thirdly, our record, the Kiram and Katibin, the Malaika, they are recording everything. And then fourthly, the Nama'i Amal, where it is entered to. Just like from the cash book, entries are made into the ledger, and from there into the journal. Just like that, all these entries will be made, and the trial balance will come out. The balance sheet will come out, and there won't be any errors. Yeah, an accountant checks up, and it helps him to find any errors if he did not post anything, or he posted it with wrong figures. He made a mistake in the figures. The trial balance sheet will show up there is something wrong. Yeah, then he has to make a reconciliation. But in the book of Allah Ta'ala, whatever the body parts of the body had committed gunas, whatever piece of ground and whatever the Kiram and Katibin wrote, it will all correspond 100%. And a person will not be able to lie. A person will try to lie. Then Allah Ta'ala will seal his mouth and tell the body parts to speak. And his own body parts will speak. He will ask them, why have you turned state witness? I did all my gunas for your pleasure, and you have turned against me. You have turned in favor of the state today. Then they will say, what can we do? When Allah has ordered us to speak, we have to speak everything and absolutely the truth, whatever we had done. So all these witnesses will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, and justice will be made. Every person will be 100% convinced that what decision made for me is the perfect decision. Nobody will have the slightest feeling that any oppression, zulm has been made. that a wrong judgment has been made. You will have to accept within himself Allah has made this. Allah knows everything. But Allah has made this day of judgment such a day that nobody will have doubt with regard to himself. Whatever, if it's his punishment, he will accept and admit, really I do deserve this punishment. I really was guilty. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ اور پورا ملے ہر جی کو جو اس نے کیا. And every soul will get whatever it had earned and done in this world. As our actions will be, so will be the reaction in this world also. And very clearly and particularly on the day of Qiyamah, we will see whatever good we did, the good that we are going to get in return. And whatever wrong we did, the great problems and troubles that we will get in return. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ اور اس کو خوب خبر ہے جو کچھ کرتے ہیں. And Allah was not in need of even this court case. Allah knows everything. Allah could just have sent every person directly to Jannat or Jahannam. But Allah Ta'ala will mete out proper justice, 100% justice, and not only justice, but the manifestation that every individual will be completely convinced that really justice has been done. And it will be on the tongue of everyone that justice has been done, even the wrongdoers and the sinners. Those who are destined for Jahannam, they will also accept that true justice has been done and this is what we deserve. All this is an exhortation, not just to inform us, but that we prepare for that day. That we save ourselves from the horrors and tortures of our evil acts, the reaction of which will consequently dawn upon us. And that we prepare for what righteous deeds and we earn the great pleasure and mercy of Allah. الله تعالى وآخر دعوانا